I tell you what, I'm glad I came today. You know, it's a good thing to be in the house of the Lord and feel the Spirit of God real with us this morning. You know, we've had good news already this morning about situations and things going on. And it's good news to tell you about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, singing the song, The Anchor Holds. And I'm thankful that we've got a God that don't never leave you. The words was, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, and regardless of what we go through and the situations we face, you know, we've got a God that stands by us and stands with us and supports us through all situations. I'm telling you, you're here and got problems today, God's in it with you. God's in it with you. He won't bail out on you. I'm thankful for that. You know, a lot of times you have people around you and things get tough or things get bad. They'll dismiss themselves, you know, and go somewhere else. But I'm glad God won't do that. I want to talk about a day. I've had this on my mind more or less all week, and I thought this morning I got up and I thought how thankful I was that God allows me to bring His message to this church. This is not my message. This is the message God has sent to you this morning. I'm just the delivery boy. I just get to stand up and tell you what God has spoken and put in my heart this morning, and it's about a day. You know, it's about a special day. I know that we use calendars, you know, and we observe, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and so forth, you know. But I'm talking about the day that God may have put you on this earth for. I'm talking special day. I'm talking about, and I believe this, that God created us not just at random and, oh, by the way, and don't know what we're going to do, but I believe that God gave us the life that we observe and have this day that we're here worshiping and praising Him. I believe that He had a special intent, a special purpose for our life that one day we might make the difference with somebody else. I want to talk about special day, the day that God put you on this earth for, that we observe the power, the leadership of God. And you know, I understand that we all probably came in here this morning with the hopes of another day. I think everybody probably here came in and think, well, I'm going to have tomorrow and I'm going to have another day. We didn't plan this was going to be our last day on earth. But, you know, after I saw what took place over in France, you know, I began thinking more about this week, about the special day that God has planned for our lives that we make a difference. And that's what I'm about. I hope that I don't go through this life and when I'm gone and I'm past and y'all stand and put me in the ground waiting on the resurrection, praise the Lord, you won't say, well, He didn't matter. Because I want you to know you do matter. You do make a difference. I believe God's got a special plan and a purpose for your life. And I think we need to be observant of His will in our lives that when our time comes, we might step up and excel and do what He asks us to do. I don't have my message this morning. I've got a message from God for somebody here, and I don't know who it is, but about the special day that God planned for your life. He's got a plan for you. In the book of James, a couple of verses of Scripture here, and then I'm going to go over to the Old Testament. Book of James, chapter 4, and I want to look down to verse 13 and 14. You know, there's so many times that we take the days for granted. Okay, this is another day. The sun came up this morning. The sun went down that afternoon. And we just take it for granted. Okay, it's just another day. But I want us to start being observant to God's will in our life that when our special time comes, God's plan for our life, we could excel in that and be successful in what God would have us to do. Special day. I believe a special day at New Salem Baptist Church today is in order. I believe somebody will be moved by God's plan, God's word, God's message, that you might perform to the best of your ability what God's plan for you. In James chapter 4 and verse 13, it said, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. And so we have the Word of God illustrating to us that we don't know about tomorrow. I'm going to tell you. Now, you know, there's a lot of things you might could tell me, but you can't tell me exactly what's going to happen in your life tomorrow, because God don't give us that knowledge or ability or understanding that we can say, this is going to happen in my life tomorrow. So I want us to focus on the special time, the special day that maybe God, who knows, this may be the day that God puts you on this earth for. That you've caught breath and you've ate groceries and you've survived and you've married and had children and raised a family and so forth and so forth. And God has a special plan for you. And I want us to be observant of the leadership role that God gives us an opportunity today. I believe there's a greater opportunity today more than ever before that we be leaders as Christians. There's a great need for it. Would y'all all agree? You know, would you agree that there's a need for leadership in our role as Christians, that not only what we say, but also what we do? I want to go back to Old Testament just for a few minutes and talk about Moses. Moses is one of the greatest leaders I can find in all Scripture. He led millions of people for some 40 years, taking them through the wilderness toward the Promised Land. Let's look back to Exodus chapter 3, if you'll turn back with me. Now, Moses didn't always, he just didn't happen into this position, but God brought him up through situations and prepared him to do the work that he was going to do. And I'm going to tell you that Moses had a special day, and that special day came because he met God. He met God. And that's what I'm praying for today at New Salem Baptist Church, that somebody here is going to have a personal meeting with God, the Almighty. And I think about what an opportunity He gives us. So when we consider Moses' life, you know, the situation, they had condemned all the children of Israel, all the Hebrews, and they said, take them down, throw them in the river. I'm not going into that a long way, but as instead of throwing Moses in the river, they prepared a basket, put him in, and floated him in the river, and by that, Pharaoh's daughter came down, the baby cried, she took it home, had it nursed by Moses' own mother, but Moses grew up in the house of Pharaoh. I want you to think about that. In the house of the ruler of the whole Egypt. And he was, no doubt, had the best of everything. I bet he had the best food. I bet he had the best clothes. I bet he had the best care. You name it, because he's in the house of Pharaoh. He's there with Pharaoh's daughter and raised as a son. And no doubt, unlimited access and things he could have. But that's not what God chose him to be. And I've thought about this a lot. Moses went out and saw how they were mistreating his people, and he decided to stand up and make a stand for his people and be a leader among them. So God brings him from the point that he had to make a decision one day, am I going to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter, or am I going to be a child of God? And that's where we get down to decision time. I'm talking about that's where the rubber meets the road, I guess you'd say. That we have to decide and make up our mind. Are we going to be a child of this world? And I'm going to tell you, it's a sinful, ungodly world around us. Or are we going to be the child of God? And so when we start making decisions, we'll put ourselves in a place. If we choose God, then God can prepare us for the day that He put us on this earth for. I believe everybody's got a special day coming. If you hadn't already have it, you're going to have it. Because God didn't just put you here, oh, by the way, for nothing. He put you here to worship and praise Him as an almighty God. And I believe He's got a purpose for every individual sitting in this house, that God brings a message to you. We need to be observant. We need to do like Moses. Get out of the house of Pharaoh. Get out of the world and get into the house of God, that God might use us. Moses, big choice to make. Man had it made. In the eyes of the world, he had it made. He had riches. He had splendor. He had clothes. He had food. He's living down at Pharaoh's house. He's going to come to a shepherd's shack taking care of the sheep. And that's when he got rich. That's when he had really what he needed. It wasn't about the clothes or the food or the monies or the riches or the treasures or whatever he might have had at Pharaoh's house. Those things don't mean anything. He found richness in the fact that he was going for eternal life. And he found the true jewel, the true riches of life through God and His plan. In Exodus chapter 3 and verse 1, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed." And so here comes something different, a different situation. I'm sure Moses had saw brush fires probably all of his life. I don't think this was anything new. But when he looked and it said the bush was not consumed by the fire. In other words, it just kept burning and it just kept burning and it just kept burning. And so he saw the difference, and it talked about this angel of the Lord had appeared to him. I want to preach to you right now. This is God's message to somebody. I'm telling you, Moses met God that day. He met the power of the Lord through this flame, this bush burning, and the angel of God coming to reveal to him. And I'm going to tell you, Moses was never the same. From that day forth, Moses changed because he met God. And that's the way we need to consider our lives, that when we're preparing to do this special day, this special task that God has given us, we need to know who God is. So this day, God revealed Himself to Moses, and Moses was never the same again. He never went back to Pharaoh's house except to ask for release of the bondage people. Pharaoh was no longer dominant in his life, but yet he served God. And so when he looked out, and I can see him out in the desert, and he saw this bush burning. It goes on and it said, "Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." And so God has changed his direction. I want you to notice right there that when he met God, when he experienced the power, he changed his direction. Moses said, "I will now turn aside." He didn't continue going the way that he was always been going, but it turned him aside. In other words, the power of God directed his path, turned him aside to see why the bush hadn't burned up. So this is the power of God evidently demonstrated in the life of Moses. I'm going to tell you, it ought to still demonstrate and be in our lives, that when we understand and realize God and His power, it ought to turn us aside from the things of the world. Moses turned. God revealed Himself through this flame, through this bush, through this burning fire out in the desert. Moses is never the same. He's not on the same path. He's not going in the same direction. What did Scripture say? It said Moses turned aside, amen, from the path that he was traveling. And I thought about the power of God that gives us an opportunity that we can turn aside from the path we're traveling. The path that some of us are on are not the right path. I believe that. I believe sometimes we get misdirected in our steps, in our leadership. If you're leading, following God's leadership, a lot of times He's going to turn you aside. You're not going to go the direction you want to go. You're going to go the direction that God would have you to go. Verse 4, "And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I." Three words, "Here am I," three words that will change your entire life when you decide that you're going to surrender to God. When Moses saw the bush burning, when Moses experienced the power of God, well, he turned aside and then he said, "Here am I." He brought himself as a sacrifice and said, "God, I'm prepared for that day you planned for me." God was going to use him for a long time to lead the children of Israel. Now, I don't know what God's plan is for you, but I'm going to guarantee you God's got a plan for you in this life. You didn't just happen here. I've heard people say, well, there was an accident. No, not quite. I mean, we kid people about that. Some of our younger grandchildren in our family, I tell them, I said, well, you know you was an accident. Your mama was 40 when she was born. You think that's planned? But God had a plan. God had a plan. God placed them on this earth. You understand what I'm talking about. Now, I'm not joking, kid, them, but the joking's aside right now. This is the message of God, that you were not an accident. You didn't just happen. God planned for you and to use your ability that He's given you. When Moses turned aside, when Moses understood this is God, and I thought about special day. Now you talk about a special day in Moses' life, everything before and everything after was actually changed. I guess you might say not only changed, but different from anything he'd done before and everything he did after it, because of that special day where he met God. Now, we're talking about meeting God. I'm not talking about just coming down to the church, oh, by the way, and filling the bench. I'm talking about, we're going to pray in a minute that God's Holy Spirit fill this house, that it anoint all of y'all. I'm going to pray for it. I'm going to pray that the anointing power of the Holy Spirit of God fall on New Salem Baptist Church, and everyone here is going to feel the power. Everyone here is going to understand the call of God. And it's going to be that special day for somebody. I believe it in my heart that God's called somebody for that special time, that special day. I don't know what it is. He didn't reveal that. He said, preach the message. He said, bring the word. That's all I can do. Bring the word. Goes a little bit farther in verse 5. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Holy ground. God said, don't come any farther with your shoes on. Don't defile this spot. This is holy ground. And I thought about earlier how God has anointed this place that we come and worship, this place we come and sing and give praise to God, and how He's anointed this holy ground. And I believe God's message has went out. I don't believe He shoots blanks, and I don't believe He misses. I believe somebody got the message today that you need to be expecting, looking forward to, and ready to submit yourself to the special day that God has given you life for. Everybody's got a special time, I believe, a special day that you're to do something. It might be, you're saying Moses led millions of people. It may be your time to lead your grandchildren, or your children, or your husband, or your wife, or whatever it might be. The number's beside the point. It's the leadership possibilities that God has given us, that this is our day. This is our special day. Dear Heavenly Father, as we continue in this service, I call now in the name of Jesus that you anoint us in the Holy Spirit. God, that it fall from heaven. God, that it be on each and every one of us. That God, we feel that Spirit and that power that you've given us today at this service, that we come to the knowledge and understanding that we are called for a special day. God, that you've got a special time appointed for us in our life. And I'm praying that if it be an individual's time this day, that they have that realization and they might start forward to carry out what you've called on us to do. God, give us that response, that leadership that you can only give through us when we surrender ourselves. God, that your power be felt in this whole church. And as we stand, as we sing and give you praise, I pray, God, that you move mightily in this service today. God, give you the praise, asking it all in Jesus' name. Let's have a verse for song, David. Musicians. 81. Just as I am, that's the way you have to come. If it's your special day, your special time, something you need to do in this church service today, I'm going to tell you, we've got time for it. If there's something that needs to take place in your life, if you realize that this is my special time, what a feeling it is to be close with God. What a feeling it is to be close with God. We're going to sing a verse for song. Anybody need to pray, you come and pray. Anybody need to shout, shout. Anybody need to testify, testify. Whatever you're led of God to do, that's what we do. Need to join the church? We're going to have baptism tonight. We receive letters by members by letter, forthcoming letter, and baptism in certain circumstances by statement. You know, if this is your special day, let's get it right. Let's get it right. The day you make a difference. Not me. I'm just a messenger. And I've done what God asked me to do. I'm going to go out of here with a clear conscience. I'm probably going to skip across the parking lot. Praise God. We ought to always skip a little bit, you know. And I may even skip across the parking lot. because I know I've done what God wanted me to do. I pray that you can skip out of here too, not have to hang your head and drag through. Verse for song. Anybody need to pray? Y'all come on. I don't believe the Lord's done. Do one more. I won't drag it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for everybody coming this way. Continue in prayer for our brothers and sisters that's got a sickness. I'll just speak it. It don't scare me. Cancer, you know, a lot of times that scares us to death. Yeah, we got some cancer victims and patients going on in the church, but God knows all about it and God can handle it. So we'll just keep praying. Don't let up on that. We still got sick folks out. We've got people that's just not able to make it. We need to continue praying for them. And all of our folks that's out and because of health issues and health problems, I'm just giving thanks to God and thanking Him. You want to see me skip across the parking lot? Just hang out. Praise the Lord, I'm going to skip because I've done what God asked me to do. Y'all don't think I skip, do you? I ain't that old yet. Good to see LaForest and family back. Good to have them back. We've missed them. They've been all on a really good trip somewhere, right? Having a good time, so good to see them back in the house, Lord, and good to see everybody come this way.